This is Free Radio. I'm Naomi Kent, joined by the incredibly talented Sean Hogg.
Hey, Naomi, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. We just had pies.
Yeah, so this is your first ever pie.
Very first one.
I don't understand. How old are you?
I'm 31.
How have you gone 31 years in life and not had a pie?
I haven't had a proper pie.
Okay, so talk me through the proper pie that you've just had.
We went to Contentuno. We were joking that we would never forget this name. What was it? Contemptible?
The old Contemptibles.
Yes, and I got the spinach and cheddar pie.
And how was it?
It was delicious. We had mashed potatoes and peas and beans. Just traditional, I assume.
Was it like
mushy
peas?
No, they were good. They were mushy. They were good.
Yeah, because sometimes mushy peas is like a standard pie sort of side item, if you like. So that's another one for you to try.
The sides were just as good as the pie itself. It was really good.
I feel like this is a good welcome to England,
yes,
though, for you.
Was.
So for anyone who's not familiar with you, talk me a little bit through your musical history, because reading about you was the most insane thing. I was like, wow, this is quite the music man. Because you, like, is there anything you don't play or can't do?
Of course there. Yes, there's many things that I still want to get better at and practice and learn. Of course. But I started music really early. My parents got me into piano lessons when I was quite young. And that was my constant. That was my hobby and my passion. And then in high school, I played the trombone in a disco cover band.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I started writing songs. Started writing songs in high school. You know, the piano, I used to improv. And that kind of became the improvisation of the music for my songs. And then I started writing lyrics And now here we are talking about pies.
I know. Do you still have a go on the trombone every now and again? Because I feel like you could make that a thing.
Bring
the trombone back.
No, not anymore. It's in its case. It's in its case. I've retired the trombone.
One day.
Maybe. We'll see. Next music video.
Yeah. Okay. So new single, Sound of Your Heart.
Yeah.
Video is quite the racy experience.
Yeah. It was... It was a fun one to shoot.
Yeah,
a little awkward,
I bet it was.
Though. Although it was pretty awkward.
Okay, so basically, there's you and a very hot girl, and it's all. I don't know how to kind of describe it. It's kind of like love and war type scenario, isn't it?
Yeah.
That you do get like this one point where you're definitely stroking her bum, and I'm like, wow, did they have to have a chat about that beforehand?
She's my girlfriend.
We were
dating beforehand. Yes, and we still are.
Oh, so see, that's fine, because I was like, God, I imagine that would be really awkward. Like, if you don't know the person, like, is it okay if I put my hand on your bum here? And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but that was, even though we were dating, it was awkward because the director was giving us direction. He's like, okay, now move your hand. All right, less kissing, more kissing, a little more intimacy. And we're just like, oh my God. And you can't tell from the video, but that's the direction the director was shouting at us while people were throwing snow on us and the wind machine was blowing and there was a whole crew around us. It was very awkward.
Yeah. So what was it like watching it back, having been through the awkward experience? Because it doesn't look awkward.
Yeah. No, they did the director did a great job and the editor did a great job of putting it all together. And I was quite pleased when I watched it back.
Yeah. And so you are still together now.
Yes.
Oh, that's great, because that would be really awkward if you were.
Yeah.
Okay. So talk to me about The Bachelor, the TV show.
Yeah, so Sound of Your Heart was used as a promo trailer for the TV show, which is funny because the song's kind of about breaking up and losing somebody, not necessarily hooking up with somebody, not at all.
Yeah.
But it was used for that show.
Yeah, but you say that, but The Bachelor is like, it's all about the drama, isn't it? And
it's
feel like the song's quite dramatic.
It is, yes. Maybe it's like the it should have been like the walk-off song. You know, at the very end where it's like the girl doesn't get a rose.
Oh.
It's like, cue, Sound of Your Heart.
Pain, painful, painful. So your album is underway at the minute.
Yes, I've been working on it for the last 8 months now. So we're getting close.
Okay.
Getting close.
And how is it going?
It's going well. You know, the good thing about having success with Sound of Your Heart, it's opened up a lot of doors for other writers and producers. And I've had the chance to collaborate with some of the writers and producers. I've been on my top list, hit list. So... Yeah, it's been going really well. I'm super excited about what's coming.
When that happens, so when these opportunities open up, does that make it, does it make you more nervous because you're like, oh God, I'm working with these amazing people who I like? Does it put pressure on it, or are you just excited?
It's mostly excitement. Yeah. There's a little bit of pressure for sure. But I thrive under it. I know what, how important the opportunities are, and I'm really, it makes me focus that much more when I'm in those situations.
Yeah. And so how does it work? How does it, so you know, you hook up with these people, how, what's the kind of process for you?
So my record label, my manager, you know, we get together and talk about the music that I want to make and the people I want to collaborate with. And it's as, sometimes it's as easy as an email. A lot of the business is who you know and who, you know, oh yeah, I can connect you to that person. And once we're connected and we get in the room and start writing, you know, it's, there's no egos and you just start from scratch and start writing a song.
Yeah. That must be mental though. Like the first time you step in the room with them, you're like, oh my God. I love you. And they're like, yeah, but I love you. Oh.
Yeah, no, there's definitely some mutual like appreciation. There has to be before you get in a room. And then once you're in, it's like, okay, it's go time. Yeah, it's really cool.
What's the most exciting part about the, you know, the making the music process?
I think for me, once I'm completed the song and I can listen to, once I get the first mix or a mix back from the mixer, because usually up until that point, or even after the mix, I'm just so critical of every moment. And like, I want to make sure this is right and that is right. Like the, from the songwriting to the production to the mixing. Once it's like done and I can just step back, I'm like, okay, sounds good. I can enjoy it now.
Yeah. Are you a proper perfectionist?
Yes.
Do you borderline on diva?
No, I don't know. I don't think I've hit any diva moments yet. There have been moments, but not diva moments. I haven't hit that status, and I don't plan to.
No. Do you have like a go-to person, either like professional or like maybe friend, family, that you think, so when you've got the finished track and you think, I need someone else's opinion on this?
Yeah, I mean, my manager and I, who's here right now, you know, we have a pretty good rapport we've been working together for a good 8 years, and we go back and forth and seem to be on the same page creatively. But then also, you know, just anybody. I go send my song to the girlfriends or my family, and usually the best songs rise to the top.
Yeah.
But yeah, because sometimes I love something and like everyone else is like, oh, are you sure, Sean? I'm like, yeah, this is great. I don't know.
Well, so. Yeah, but I suppose then you either go, oh yeah, well, I agree with you. Maybe that I could tweak this. Or you go, nah, no, it makes me love it even more because I definitely know that you're wrong and I'm right.
Right. It is tough. And sometimes you never know. And sometimes the people telling you that this should be the right thing isn't the right thing. So it's, you know, yeah. At the end of the day, you really have to kind of trust your gut.
Yeah.
And pick your battles.
Yeah, totally. So what are you, so you're in England at the minute, you've experienced the pie. what do you love about being here?
The history, it's amazing. You know, North America is relatively so much younger compared to the UK, and just walking down the streets and seeing the architecture and the different brickwork, and it's really cool. It's so different than how North American cities are laid out.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I'm always just walking around with my head up in the air, looking around and taking pictures.
Oh, that's nice. You should do like open top bus tours and things. Because even when you live in, like, so I'm originally from Leicester and I lived there all my life. And when I was, a couple of years ago, they started doing these open top bus tours. And I was like, what are they going to tell me? I lived here all my life. But you learn so much. You see so many things that you've never seen before.
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to. If I had time, I'm just like in and out and in and out.
This is the thing. What do you dislike about England?
Dislike? I don't know. I haven't found anything I dislike yet. I think maybe the time change. Getting used to the time change, the jet lag, it's a bit of a challenge. But besides that, I haven't found anything I don't like yet.
Yeah, especially if you're here like briefly, because just when you start to feel okay again, right. then you have to go home. And so what do you miss most about home?
I miss my family. Yeah. I've been really busy this year, the last 6 months, and I haven't had a day off really, or more than 2 days in a row to really go and do anything. So that's coming up July 15th. I get to go home, visit my mom and dad, and just chill out on the lake. It's going to be looking forward to that.
It sounds so nice. Do you have pets?
Well, my mom has a pug. And so we had pugs growing up and cats, but the cats have passed. And we just have a pug.
Oh, okay. Well, at least the pug dream is still alive.
Yes.
So when do we get you back? Not that I want that, you know, you're chilling out by the lake to be over, but when do we get you back here again?
Well, hopefully sooner than later, you know, hopefully Sound of Your Heart takes here in the UK and I'll have a reason to come back and play some shows, because I would love to see the city on some time off and meet the UK listeners, and
yeah,
hopefully sooner than later.